and be peaceable and get out? Because I know everything I have to say is offense. Without even talking to places. Because I came up in churches, so I walk into a place. I already know. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not... There is a certain oppression of the majority. As far as in the sense of that the majority out there, they just think that it's, the world is theirs, you know? And Christ is theirs. And if you try to come, and when you try to come in as a reformer, then no churches want reformers. If they come from within, they got to be schooled in their schools. And that's why so little reform ever takes place, is because you go to a Baptist school, you become a Baptist. You go to a Presbyterian school, you become a Presbyterian. You go to whatever school, you become that religion. And they conform you to an image, but it's not the image of Christ. It's not the measure of the stature. Believe me, when you come out of those seminary schools, you don't become the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, as if that could be taught in school. As if that knowledge could be given like that. I can't even give you that knowledge, really. Because, one, I haven't fully obtained it myself. Two, even if I did, I couldn't tell you how to do it. I can only tell you the things to do that you need to get it. You know what I mean? I can't tell you how to have the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God. You know, to unify all the things known. Because in a sense, I don't know how that happens in your mind or my mind. But I do know the path to seek it, which is by faith. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. Literally, that word means not speaking, like an infant. You know what? People are in church, they don't talk. They're just a bunch of babies. Nothing to say. They sit there and listen to the pastor, and this pastor sounds like this. Like a Charlie Brown cartoon. I guess I date myself with that. I'm 35. And what happens to children? Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Child doesn't know nothing. And when we are tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, we're like children. You know, one guy starts talking, well, that sounds good. Another guy starts talking, well, he has a point. How do you avoid that? How do you, the sleight of men. That means, that word sleight is kubia, from kubos, cube. It means a dice. It's like the sleight of hand, you know, the cunning craftiness of man. Cunning craftiness. Whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're just sitting there in their little houses. And their little prison houses, just waiting to deceive. Because that's all they do. That's their entire purpose in life, actually, is to deceive. They're deceivers. Except God be merciful to them. And I'm sure he will be. I mean, not to all of them. But there are going to be ones who are out there who my words might condemn. Except the grace of God is on them to turn them from their deceit. But then they're just going to become like me. But maybe they could do more because they're inside, like Paul. That's it. We could use a Paul, you know? People always talk about, you know, well, whatever, you know, great things of the end times and so on and so forth. It's like, I expect great things from unexpected places, you know? Like, I would think, like, a great end time prophet could come right out of the Catholic Church, you know? That would be just, like, totally unexpected. But maybe it would be expected. It would be unexpected for me. You know what I mean? Maybe unexpected for the world is some, you know, dork out in the middle of, Northwest Illinois or something like that. Maybe that seems unexpected to them. Or some, gigolo. Oh, there's some guy like that, you know? Somebody really unexpected, you know? Maybe that kind of a person speaks to people as being, you know, chosen of God. I don't know why I brought that up, except that, you know, I guess I don't want to mischaracterize the teaching in the New Testament. On the one hand, there's definite condemnation on all those works. I mean, definitely. On the other hand, we're told to love our neighbors, love our enemies. I want to try to put that into context for you and how you do it. You know, this kind of, I mean, I have no love for the things they do. I mean, I look at the men and it's hard for me to love them. Really hard. Because I look at that jerk, but then I think he doesn't even know. He doesn't know his right hand from his left. He thinks he does. And that makes him kind of that's what kind of makes him sort of like that pompous, you know, guy. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. Into Christ. Growing up into Christ. Speaking the truth in love. That we may be no more those things, but that we may speak the truth in love and may grow up into him in all things. I'm going to grow up into a head. Meaning Christ, he is the head. But I'm going to be like him. Could be another mystery in that that's not yet revealed. And I'm not even going to talk about what I'm thinking of. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase the body, and edifying us. You know, there's the head bone, you know, all these different people work together, sometimes within knowing of what each other, I mean, my right hand does not know what my left hand is doing. Right? But the head knows. So sometimes the different elements of the body, because it's not just a local church, it is the whole church. So I am of one body with my local congregation, be it kind of distant from my, you know, the local congregation I by right belong to, I can't belong to. The only place I could belong to is 100 miles from me. Right, but I belong to a greater body of Christ, which I don't even see the rest of.